tonight, we focus what it says in verse number 11, where it says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The methods of the devil. The wiles of Satan. Satan, the name, whose name Satan means adversary. In a burning fiery furnace, they locked him up, but it did them no good. All it did was improve their lot and their stand with the Lord. Satan likes to bind you up. He is a master at binding up and keeping bondage upon the human soul. Satan is a master at bondage. He's a master liar. He's a master deceiver. And make no mistake about it tonight, his playing house, his playhouse is your mind. Satan confuses the mind to confuse the identity. The reason he confuses the mind to confuse the identity is because once you ever find out, once you ever realize what you are in Christ, what he's done for you, you're standing in God, then everything changes about your life. Your standing in God is not dependent upon what you think about yourself. Your standing in God is not dependent upon your present experience, for this present life, for your present victory. Your standing in God is absolutely and entirely built upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Satan hides the truth. He doesn't want you to know who you are. He wants you to think you are who you think you are. Let that settle in for a moment. Let that settle in. He wants you to think you are who you think you are. But the truth of the matter is, you cannot depend upon your mind. I don't trust my mind. Do you trust yours? I don't trust myself. Do you trust yourself? I trust him. I believe in him. I know him. I know one higher than me. I know one greater than me. I know one who is truth personified. I know one that is impossible for him to lie. I know the truth, and the truth will make me free. I'm a Christ, friend. I've been saved. I've been washed in the blood. It's not a man that saved me or keeps me. That's what you should be saying tonight. Thank God for his messengers. Thank God for his servants. But I am, my friend, cut from the rock. The rock, my friend, that is higher than I. I drink from a fountain, my friend, that is not of this earth. I eat manna that does not show up here, but comes down from above. And it's only good for you when you're hungry. You can't store it up. God's got manna for you today, if you're willing to eat it. Are you hungry?